The TCI's Public Accounts Committee recently held a two-day accountability workshop in Grand Turk on April 13th to the 14th. We got to speak with the Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Edwin Aswad, about the significance of the workshop.
And I definitely am the chairman of Turks and Caicos Islands Parliament Public Accounts Committee. We are very happy to have our distinguished guests here from Durham University. We have some of the top people in the world on parliamentary finance and audits presented to us. We also had a perspective from one of the past Auditor Generals of the Cayman Islands that brought it a different perspective. And even the presenters said this is one of the first of its kind that they've been to and all their experience in the world, where you have the politicians, you have the auditors, you have the accounting officers, and you have the professional outside opinion from our co-op members, you know, in one room, and we can all learn from each other. What are we doing that, you know, can make your work better? What can you do to make our work better? And all about collaboration, you know. So it's all about the end user, which is the public. How do we account for the funds that are entrusted in civil servants that's supposed to give results to the public? And best value for money. Are we getting value for money when we do these projects? Are the people feeling it? You know, just to make it simple, are the people feeling the effects of the monies that we approve and we use? And we ask the people in public accounts, how did you account for the spending? The government gave you X amount of dollars. How did you use it? What was the impact? What was the outcomes? If you were supposed to spend this on health care, are we seeing better health in our people? Are we seeing less people getting sick and having to fly over? What are the outcomes? And that's where we come in, to give an account to the people. So we all have a role, and we're learning so much from each other. And like I say, it's very rare that you will have all these aspects of government in the place. The parliamentarians, you have all the accounting officers, the top, the PSs, the DEPSECs, you have the statutory bodies, you have the auditors who do all the work, and you have everyone there. We even have our expert members who come on the committees. All the committee chairmen are here, all the members of the committees. So we have everyone in one room, and we are learning from each other. And this has been a wonderful experience and very enriching.
We also heard from Auditor General Mr. Khalid Hamid on his thoughts on the workshop and its benefits.
For the last 2 days, we've been trying to get a meeting of minds, because the politicians, the civil servants, the auditors and everybody else need to work together to improve the outcomes for service delivery for the citizens, the residents and the tourists coming to Turks and Caicos Islands. So what we're trying to do is identify what are the things we need to do to move things forward. All the processes are here, but people don't see the value and the improvements going on in their everyday lives. So we're trying to see how we can unstick some of the sticky long-term challenges that we're facing. And this is by starting that dialogue and agreeing on what needs to be done and how to do it. So that's what we're trying to do.
Can you tell me what the feedback has been from everyone who has been participating so far?
I think there's two or three really key themes coming through. I think the first key theme is the processes are here, but we need to bring them more to life. And it's important people have the courage or to take decisions, and often people are not taking decisions because the processes aren't that clear and they're afraid of making mistakes. So how do we empower the people and make sure they have the opportunity to take those decisions and be supported? And then in line with that, I think that means that often things go to a very high level for decision making, which means things that are important aren't necessarily discussed in depth, because we're dealing with transactional and operational aspects and not enough with strategic issues. And that's where joining things up is important. So I always say it's about two sets of two words. It's about managing information and about integrated thinking. And these are things that everyone's challenged with in this modern era that we're in now.
Associate Professor Henry Midgley also gave remarks.
I'm helping out with a workshop being run by the Controller and Auditor General. The Auditor General, I think it is here. And it's a workshop for parliamentarians, for civil servants and others to think about accountability in the Turks and Caicos.
Okay, and why do you think such a session is important to the TCI?
Because I think it's really important to think about what your accountability system is trying to do. Because we think about accountability and it's a good word, it's a wonderful thing to have. But actually it can mean so many different things and has done over history and in different contexts. And what you need is an accountability system that's fit for the Turks and Caicos. I can't tell you what that is, but what I was trying to do and what we've been trying to do over the 2 days we've been here is to try and get parliamentarians, civil servants and others to think about what that might look like, what's good about what you have, what could be improved, and what could be developed in the future to make it work even better for the citizens of the TCI.
During the workshop, there were members of Parliament present, permanent secretaries, and other accounting officials. We got to hear some of their thoughts on the effectiveness of the workshop.
The workshop was well needed, and it's very timely. From our standpoint, I think that it was an eye-opener to see how best we could fully utilize the committees and actually show how government itself could be more effective in showing how public monies are spent.
Yes, it was quite interesting to be here, especially in the company of the permanent secretaries, the members of the Appropriations Committee, Honorable Leader of the Opposition, and members and representatives from the National Audit Office. It did provide a great opportunity for us to discuss issues as it relates to how we deliver on government's projects, and particularly the emphasis, what I heard here throughout this two-day session was an emphasis on value for money. So how do we carry out our mandates? How do we deliver for the people of the Turks and Caicos Islands? How can they tangibly see that the work that we do translates to improvements in their lives or to just making the Turks and Caicos Islands better?
Many attendees express hopes for this workshop to be done at least once a year to assist with the budget cycle.